All right, guys. So my name is Arlene Hamilton. I'm actually getting on here to try this. And the reason why I'm doing it is because, like, I love to talk. I love to talk about a lot of things, issues, problems, life, family, anything. I'm a big talker and I listen pretty good. I give okay options and opinions. But in the end, I feel like doing this because it makes me happy, and that's what I like to do. So, with this first episode, of course, I'm going to introduce myself a little bit, tell you about my life, my family, and so on and so forth. So, my name is Arlene Hamilton. I am from Mount Sterling, Ohio. I have a wonderful family. I am married to my husband of 2 years, and we have a beautiful 9-month-old daughter named Aurora Day. I am the oldest out of 5 in my family, so I have 2 brothers and 2 sisters, and my parents are high school sweethearts. They have been married for the past 35 years. Going on 36 years, and they're 2 wonderful, loving parents that I could not ask for, honestly. They're both amazing, wonderful. I love them dearly, and they have done a wonderful job taking care and raising 5 crazy, chaotic children. But other than that, I work full-time, and I'm a full-time mom. My husband is Christopher Hamilton, and our daughter is Aurora Day Hamilton. She is 9 months old. As you can tell, I like to talk on this thing, and like I said, I'm not afraid to show it or say it anywhere, in public or in person. It's just me. Sometimes my husband thinks that it's crazy that I talk to myself. He says, well, as long as you don't answer yourself, that's all that matters. So, but it's good to, you know, sit here and talk to my little 9-month-old daughter. And she looks at me like, what are you thinking, Mom? What are you trying to tell me? I don't understand, when she's only 9 months old. I'm a big jokester. I like to make people laugh. I have like a huge smile. I'm 34 years old, a first-time mom. I love it, and I couldn't ask anything better. Let's see. Oh, I'm a farmer's daughter. My dad is actually a farmer. He has loved it since he was a little kid, and at 59 years old, he's still pushing and still farming to this day. That's his thing. He loves it. So. But yeah, I grew up on a farm. I've been introduced to, I don't know, a lot of different kinds of animals. But out of all of it, I'm grateful that I got to be out in the country and enjoy it and learn how to ride a horse and saddle up a horse and even show a steer at a fair, which basically is a Black Angus cow. And I did it from 3rd grade till I graduated from high school. It's a lot of work, but it's interesting and fun to try new things that you want to try, you know? You do the best you can for your kids. So, like I said, I was very lucky and very blessed to have both parents that are still married to this day. And I couldn't be more grateful. You know, not many families are, you know, like that anymore. Huge families or parents are married, you know, for a very long time. So it's funny because my dad came from a huge family. And then, of course, I came from a huge family. And right now, at 34 years old, I'm just that one child. So I'm sticking to one right now. Eventually, I will get another one. She'll have a younger sibling, hopefully future down the line. But she's got an older half-brother. He is 19, and he's wonderful. I love my stepson very much, dearly. He's a wonderful man. He's just like his dad, and he looks like his dad. So, and he actually just graduated from high school this past spring. So, we're very proud of him. But other than that, guys, that's pretty much my life so far. So, I'm very happy, very blessed. I couldn't ask anything better. So, I will try to get on here and continue to do this. And hopefully, you guys enjoy this. So, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night, and I will talk to you soon.